Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Let's go, Rockets.
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
That's right. B. Scott is in for Ron Hughley. He is in for Ron, the show Hughley. T-Mills on the ones and twos behind the glass and the Rockets Report with Brandon Scott. He's been here all day, but we have, do we hit the Rockets a little early? Did we touch on the Rockets a little earlier?
I don't think we did much on. We did a little bit yesterday.
Well, let's go on and get to it, man. The Rockets, they win, what was that, Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night.
Monday night, 97-84 over the Orlando Magic. And the next up for the Rockets is the Phoenix Suns tonight at, yep. Did I see it at 7 o'clock?
Yep.
Tonight at 7 o'clock.
I'm going to miss them tonight because I'm going to be at the rodeo with my kids. So,
well, hey, you got to make them memories, man.
Yeah, man, one of the few times I don't get to get out there. Yeah, but it's a Suns night tonight.
Yeah, look, I think for me, when I hear the Suns are on this schedule, man, obviously when I watch the Rockets, I'm watching because I'm rooting, right? I want them to win. I want them to this thing to come together and figure out kind of from an identity perspective what they're going to be offensively, which I think is probably a losing battle given the injuries and given that they're all over the place right now. But when I hear the Suns, B. Scott, I think there's a potential of a trade in the future. The Suns are whose picks we have control of.
Yep.
They've got a couple of players that I think I know I would love to see in a Rockets uniform, and they're definitely going to be cussed and discussed over until something happens here in Houston. But when I hear the Suns, I think Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, what's it look like? What's the future look like? Are either a potential Rocket down the road?
Yeah, it's hard to see the Suns on the schedule or to watch the Rockets play against the Suns and not think about the fact that the Rockets have the Suns' future dangling in front of them.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like they've got their picks, and they've got this collection of young players that could be enticing to the Suns. But the reason why it's, I guess, more specific to them is because you also have their future, and that means that's, I feel like, the fewer young players that you feel like you'd have to give up. Or you could play a little bit more hardball with, say, who is the young player that you're willing to give up? Because you could say, hey, look, you're about to trade away all your good players. You're about to be bad, but you don't have no draft picks. Hey, how about I give you some of those draft picks back to coincide with you being bad, and now you can rebuild your team, right? So, like, you've got all of that going for you on top of the fact that there are some players that you'd be willing to throw out there. So it's just hard to, like, watch them play and then know, like, the Suns are mostly a non-factor right now, but they got these relevant players like Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and just not to think, like, man, one of those dudes, and one of them is a lot younger than the other, right, is Devin Booker. But, of course, the other one is Kevin Durant. You're like, man, one of those dudes could be on the Rockets next year. Not only that, one of those dudes probably should be on the Rockets next year because it just makes too much sense. The Rockets ascending, the Suns descending, and it's like the Suns have no use for players that are as good as Kevin Durant and Devin Booker at this point because it's not all coming together. And the only thing that's holding the Rockets back from taking the step from being a fifth seed, fighting for the fourth seed, to being like a legitimate, hey, we're talking about them in the Western Conference Finals, is having a player like that. So like, it just fits too perfectly. It makes too much sense for them to not try to make some type of deal happen or at least to have some conversations when the summer comes.
B. Scott, I heard a report a couple of days ago, and I just want to know how accurate you think it is that this was about a bunch of picks, obviously, and one young player. Do you think we're at a spot where it's one young player, or do you think it's multiple young players?
Yeah, I think
it I know they can configure it however the hell they want to.
It depends on who that one young player is, right? Like, right. If it's one young player, I'd hope it could be multiple, because that means it's not one of the ones. Like, at this point, I don't really have much interest in trading Alperen Sengun, Jalen Green, and, of course, Amen Thompson. But if you're asking me, hey, would I give up Jalen Green to get Devin Booker? The answer is yes, right? Like, I would. But I don't think you have to, and I don't want to. And I think because you have their future, and you got more young players, you've got other expensive players, right? You've got expensive contracts that you could throw into it. So, like, a combination of Dylan Brooks, one of the other non-Thompson Green Sengun young players, like a Cam Whitmore, Reed Shepard, Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, any of those guys with, you know, one of the more expensive guys plus some of the draft picks. That should be enough to get it done. Now, is it fewer draft picks, but hey, we want Jalen Green? Then maybe that's a different conversation, but I would do that as well, because it means that you get Devin Booker. So, yeah, man, I think there are different ways to sort of skin the cat. I don't know if we still say that phrase out here, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it's different ways to attack this sort of thing, and it'll depend on exactly what it is that Phoenix wants. How do they view their future? Is it a complete teardown? Let's get these draft picks and start all over. Is it, hey, you know what? We see something in Jalen Green or in one of those stars that the Rockets got, and we want to try to build around that, or we want that to be a piece to the puzzle that we're trying to put together. Depends on how they look at it. But if I'm the Rockets, I'm angling toward, hey, here are these picks. Yep. Here is one of the other young players, and you can kind of take it or leave it.
Rockets, Suns tonight, 7:00. And look, the Rockets are sitting right now fifth in the West, and I mean they're within a couple of games of Denver, the 2 seed. They're within one game of Memphis and LA. So they're right there in the thick of things. B. Scott, I know you look at the schedule kind of down the road, if you will, and you see some real opportunity here, I think, for the Rockets to at least win a few games and kind of get this thing moving in the right direction.
Yeah, man, and I cannot hit on this enough, man. And this is the reason why, despite them, you know, going through the mud a little bit over the last several weeks, now when you look at it, man, you can't like paint out or try to create a better opportunity for the Rockets over the next, let's call it from where we sit now, 11 days or so. They don't play a good team, a winning team, for the next 11 days. And you can add to that, if you count a couple of days ago, that they were playing the Orlando Magic, which is also not a winning team right now, or a very good team right now. They should, and it's hard to win every game, but they are the favorite, at least in my eyes, they are the favorite for their next 5 or 6 games or so, for the next week plus, almost 2 weeks or so. And you're doing that at a time when you're trying to secure no worse than the 5th seed, because that matches you up with Memphis. And it's probably a team you got a best chance to actually match up with in the first round, right? That's probably the most favorable matchup that you'll find. And not just that, I mean, you could, if you do well enough, try to get that 4th seed and even be hosting a playoff series or have home court advantage in a playoff series. We're talking about going from on the outside looking in of the play-in, you know, the greatest turnaround in the league that year for what they did, but still on the outside looking in to hosting a playoff series or being the 5th seed against a team that you match up well with and could actually beat. Like, it is critical to take advantage of the Suns and the Mavs and, of course, the Magic before of the world. Like, that's what you have in front of you. You got to do your thing.
Well, they got Orlando again. You're right. It's Sunday, the 23rd of March is the next time they play a team, which is Denver, that they would probably be the dog in, right? You got Phoenix, Dallas, Chicago, Philly, Orlando again, Miami, right before you play Denver. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Rockets are right in the thick of things, and the reality is that they've got a soft spot here in the schedule that they should be able to go handle business. Now, how do you think they handle that with all the injuries that they're dealing with right now?
Yeah, so I think that they shouldn't lose more than 2 games. Like, all of those games that you just, and we can go through it again, you're talking about the Suns tonight, and you've got the Mavs on Friday, the Bulls, the 76. You should win every single one of those 3 games. These next 4 games, that should be 5 in a row. Now, you know, once you play, you know, the Heat next Friday, maybe you're having a different conversation, and then you play But that's a losing team as well. They're not very good. You should wipe the floor with these next five opponents or so if you're serious about making a run or at least making some noise, if you will. I don't think it's any shame in being a first-round exit for this Rockets team if that's the way it turns out. But if you're serious about competing, you shouldn't – I don't think you should leave any meat on the bone here.
Well, I do think the other thing to note there is that let's say, you know, look at it from who's chasing you. Golden State's three games back of you. And so if you want to really put a little distance and put some strain on their ability to catch you, I don't know what everybody else is going to do, then you need to play well in this stretch of games.
Hey, and that is kind of the game within the game, yes. Clint. I know we're a little bit removed from the heart of the Rockets-Warriors rivalry, but it still exists, and it's even kind of a new iteration of it, even with these young players. I think it's a little bit more friendly than it was, seven, 8 years ago when they were really trying to fight for the Western Conference. But these young guys kind of look up to the Warriors a little bit, but also want to take them down. The Warriors still got some of those guys that had the battles against the Rockets. And, of course, from a fan base standpoint, we hate the Warriors. We don't like them. So, like, the idea of you being in the fifth seed and the Warriors going to be the ones that hawk you, they're going to be the ones that chase you down, and you got this opportunity to beat all of these losing teams to secure that spot. Like, we can't have it. Yeah. Last year.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It was an issue of losing to the Warriors, losing to the Mavs down the stretch when you had opportunity to maybe compete for the play-in, and you embarrassed yourself at times. Yeah. You don't want to do that again this year, especially with the Warriors on your back.
Well, there's a real opportunity at a time when the Rockets need it. So if they can make a little run here, it can potentially move them up the rankings, if you will, in the West, and damn sure hold off, like you said, the Golden State Warriors. We'll see. 7 o'clock tonight, Rockets, Suns. Keep an eye on, obviously, a couple Suns players that could end up in a Rockets uniform. That's a fun lens to watch the game through, but always the Rockets lens of these guys putting it together. Always fun to watch from the defensive end of the floor. We'll see what the offense looks like tonight. That's Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron Ugly. T Meals behind the glass. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. All right, look, here's the deal, guys. We've got a lot of movement in the NFL. We're going to tell you what the Texans are up to.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.